N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show. On this week, Muswell Hill's answer to the Great British Bake Off.
My name is Sian Williams. I'm a television and radio broadcaster for the BBC. I'm here to judge cakes, and apparently there are more than 70, so it's going to be a really hard task, as you can imagine.
And in Charlotte's chair this week is her friend Peter Kiriakou, owner of Snappy Snaps.
I have actually been here this past July, was 10 years.
Wow!
So a bit of a milestone there.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And
when's the party?
Party hasn't actually happened yet, but we're planning a fun day.
You're listening to the N10 Show with me, LJ. First, some news. A new childline service is launched for schools in Haringey. The service for 9 to 11-year-olds aims to help youngsters understand abuse. The service is looking for volunteers to go into schools and deliver assemblies and workshops. So if you're interested and you're over 16, log on to nspcc.org.uk/childline-school-service, or alternatively, you'll find all the details on n10show.com. Publisher Archant is relaunching its flagship local paper, The Ham and High, next month. As well as a new design, the paper will also have increased pagination and a new edition called The Broadway, covering Muswell Hill and Crouch End. And finally, food markets seem to be popping up all over the place. The latest is in Bounds Green. The Bounds Green Market opened for business for the first time on Saturday, and it's located on Bounds Green School. And should you want to go along, it's open from 11 till 3 p.m. every week. Just before we hear Stephen's reports on the N10 Bake Off, we thought you'd like to find out a little bit more about our newest reporter.
When I grew up in South Queensferry, there was a local radio station that ran for 1 week out of the year, which was called Jubilee FM. And it was a great local community project to get involved with, so I kind of volunteered to do a presenting slot. And that opened up the idea of radio as a possible career option for me. While I was still at university, I got involved in a radio station called Smoke Radio, which was the student radio station for the university. As a result of being involved with that, I actually got some work experience at BBC Radio 1. So when it came to graduating, because I was already on their radar, luckily when a job came up at Newsbeat in the Radio 1 newsroom, I was able to apply for it. And it just kind of went from there, really. So the job that came up was a broadcast assistant, which is essentially driving the radio desk. I was based in a studio for which I would operate all the microphones and play in the beds and jingles and news reports and things like that. So it was a lot of pressure. It was kind of, you know, a live, kind of almost breaking news service, you know, 2 15-minute programmes a day. So I was based in the studio just pressing all the buttons. So essentially, you know, when you hear the newsreader speak and then throw to a report and then go to a jingle and then go to a song and then go, you know, whatever. It was me that was pressing all those buttons, you know, making all those things happen. Hopefully, the best way to learn, really, for a job like that is on the job. I was very quickly thrown into actually doing the live broadcasts, the live shows. Occasionally, I would forget to fade up a microphone or something, which would result in, you know, dead air, you know, just total silence, which is obviously the worst thing on radio. And in moments like that, my heart would be in my mouth. but, you know, I picked it up quite quickly and then stayed at Radio 1 for a couple of years after that. So I had a great time there, very fun there. The main event that was really exciting to cover was the royal wedding last year between Prince William and Kate Middleton. Newsbeat were invited to cover, along with, you know, the entire media industry, the event from the Media Hub, which had been set up right next to Buckingham Palace. So we had this incredible view of everything. You know, we saw the Queen and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and the whole royal family basically, you know, coming past in their horses and carriages, and, you know, saw the parades, all the audience, you know, the crowds that had gathered wearing their Union Jack flags. It was just this incredible moment and incredible atmosphere. And that's probably the one event that I helped cover when I was at Newsbeat that I really sort of felt very lucky to have been involved with. My job at Newsbeat came to an end just as a result of kind of general BBC job cuts that are happening at the moment, but luckily I managed to find a new job still within the BBC, but I'm now working with the news programmes team. So I get sent to various departments to cover various different programmes. So for example, at the moment I work on the Today programme at Radio 4, and also from our own correspondent, another Radio 4 programme, and occasionally programmes like News Nights and Question Time, all the kind of big newsy programmes. my big hope is to get an actual permanent job, because the BBC, well, not just the BBC, you know, most sort of, you know, across the board in the media industry right now, it's very difficult to get a full-time permanent job because it's an industry that largely relies on freelancers. So, you know, often you'll get a phone call saying, you know, can you come and do a couple of weeks work here or there or whatever. So my kind of ambition is to keep doing the job that I'm doing at the moment because I really enjoy it, but hopefully, you know, turn it into something long term, because it'd be nice to have that sort of stability and security for the future.
The Great British Bake Off has become a hugely popular TV series, and its influence is even being felt here in Muswell Hill. I don't know about you, but it's one of my favourite TV programmes at the moment. Last week, The Scullery on the Broadway launched its own version of The Bake Off and invited one of our celebrity residents in as a judge. We sent N10 show reporter Stephen McIntosh along to see if you could get in on the tasting.
It's a cold and wet Sunday afternoon in Muswell Hill, but that hasn't stopped local residents coming out in force to take part in a cake-baking competition. The Scullery is holding its first annual bake-off, where customers and locals are invited to enter cupcakes, sponges, loaf cakes, cheesecakes, fruitcakes and fairy cakes, which will be tasted and judged by staff with the help of one of the shop's more famous regular customers.
My name is Sian Williams. I'm a television and radio broadcaster for the BBC.
And Sian, what is it that you're doing here today?
I'm here to judge cakes, and apparently there are more than 70, so it's going to be a really hard task, as you can imagine.
Supporting local independent shops is something that Sian feels passionately about, having lived in the area for 20 years.
There are a lot of independent traders around Muswell Hill, but it's getting more and more expensive for them to keep their shops open because rents are going up. And when you have the big chains moving in as well, that sometimes pushes the rents up, which pushes the local traders out. So to have something that creates a bit of a buzz and gets people involved and reminds us that we're all part of a bigger community is something I think Muswell Hill ought to be doing, and I really applaud Chris for doing it.
My name's Chris Ostwald. I'm the owner of the Scullery Cook Shop on Muswell Hill Broadway. Well, today is our first, hopefully what will be annual, great cake baking competition.
I think what you get with independent traders is you get advice that perhaps you don't get from the supermarkets and you don't get from the big chains. So I eat a lot of fish. So if I go to Perkis down the road, and I've been going there for 20 years, then they know what I like. They know that they can tell you how fresh the fish is, where it comes from, you know, the hour when it came in. They know everything about what they're selling, and that makes a big difference. It's the same as a cheese shop. If you go in to buy some cheese, they will tell you exactly where it was made, and that makes a big difference, I think. So that's what you're doing. What you're doing is supporting these shops and encouraging that level of expertise to stay round here, because we want to hang on to it.
It's something really nice to sort of galvanise the community. It's really to sort of help promote local shops, really. That's the idea of it. You know, everyone's going to be talking about a cake competition. They're all going to be saying, where? Oh, at the Scullery. So hopefully, you know, people will then, every time they think of baking a cake, they'll think of coming to us.
The staff have now cleared the shop floor and made way for a huge table, which has been filling up with cakes throughout the morning. There are all kinds of designs, including Sesame Street characters, zebra skin patterns, Union Jack designs, and sponges decorated with fruits, nuts, and chocolates.
I've never seen such amazing cakes in my life. I can't actually think of any cake that is not the winner. So this is going to be really, really difficult. But I've got Sian to help me and a friend to help me. And, you know, we're all going to try our best to try and judge.
So do you have to taste each and every one of these 100 cakes?
Well, technically, yes. We have to taste every cake. So in the time allotted, that means we have 12 seconds to taste each cake. We've had people enter from Fulham, from Barnet, all over the place. It seems the word has spread through the kind of cake vine.
Yeah. Once all the cakes have been registered and laid out, it's time for the judging. Do you have to taste each and every cake?
Yes, that seems to be the deal here, yes.
Was that one of the things that you made sure was going to be a condition?
No,
when you signed up?
No. I didn't expect that there would be so many entries. I thought there would be maybe maximum of 10 cakes. Yeah, well, you know, I didn't expect there to be such a buzz around it. The fact that people have created these magnificent cakes in their kitchens, and you look at some of them could be professional, but you know they're not, because they've handwritten out the ingredients and what they've done and the recipes, and This is what Muswell Hill is capable of. I mean, look at this shop today. There is so much energy and so much expertise here. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
So what qualities does the winning cake have to have?
Well, the criteria are its originality, presentation and taste.
The difficulty is that, of course, they will probably all be good in very different ways. So I applaud people who use their imagination to perhaps create a different kind of cake, to create one, I don't know, without flour, using ground almonds. Some of them have done that, and that's very good, and that's very imaginative. You have to experiment, and I think I appreciate people who push the boat out just that little bit further, you know.
And most importantly, will the bake-off be returning next year?
We're hoping that this event will ensure the future of the shop if people come and buy their cake making stuff and cooking stuff too.
That was Sian Williams, Chris Oswald and Stephen McIntosh. The shop closed for the afternoon shortly after Stephen's visit so the judges could sample all the cakes. Once they'd all been tasted, Sian tweeted that the Star Bake was a beautifully decorated cherry cheesecake. So congratulations to whomever it was who scooped the £100 prize for their cherry masterpiece.
Travelwise on Fortyscreen Road has just launched their new website.
My name is Kim Hart and I am the director of Travelwise on Fortyscreen Road, Muswell Hill.
I have been the director for 5 years and I've worked here for 19 years.
We offer a worldwide service. We specialise very much in tailor-made holidays. We tend to put together things that people can't do on the internet. A lot of people come in and they say, I've been driving myself nuts on the internet trying to find something. And you say, well, why didn't you just come in here? Plus, we kind of know exactly what it is that you're after. So, for example, we have anything from a group of 40 people wanting to take over an entire Indian Ocean island with private yachts, etc., all the way down to family holidays at Club Med and also city breaks, like anything at all. I think it's really important to have a website presence these days because you've got to kind of keep ahead of the game. You've got to kind of be a fixture out there on the internet. So people need to be able to have a look at your website to give an idea or an impression as to what your company is all about. And I think that our new website very much puts that across.
If you'd like a website like travelwiseuk.com, contact Muswell Hill Media for a quote on 020 8815 9965 or email info@muswellhillmedia.co.uk.
And now to In the Chair with Charlotte.
I'm here with Pete Kiriakou, who is the franchisee of Snappy Snaps. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Charlotte.
Well, we've got a bit of a history because our kids are at the same school. How are things, Pete? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm good. I wish there was more customers at the moment, but yeah, apart from that, fine, thanks.
With Snappy Snaps, obviously there's lots that you offer in your shop.
Obviously, our bread and butter is digital printing, but as you know, we do all sorts. Now that people are taking lots of pictures with their digital cameras, we do things ranging from canvas prints to posters to personalised photo gifts such as mugs, T-shirts, mouse mats. We've got a studio now within our store.
Great, I haven't been in to have my photo taken since I had my passport done.
You should pop in any time. You know where we are.
And how do you find the clientele in Muswell Hill? Are they very demanding people?
They can be quite demanding, but like everywhere else. But I very much enjoy working in Muswell Hill and the clients that we get. It's a very cosmopolitan area, and generally people are quite nice in the main.
And do you live in Muswell Hill?
No, I actually live in Winchmore Hill,
right near me.
As you know, which is a good 20-minute drive in the morning when there's traffic, but not that far away.
No, well, I think it's far enough away so you don't bump into customers constantly.
That's right. I just bump into local shopkeepers like yourself.
And how long have you been here?
I have actually been here this past July was 10 years.
Wow.
So a bit of a milestone there.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And
when's the party?
Party hasn't actually happened yet, but we're planning a fun day.
Right, well, that's it. You heard it here, guys. We are definitely going to gate crash your party.
Feel free, you're welcome. And we're thinking October at the moment.
It's definitely something worth celebrating that you've been in business for 10 years. You must have seen a lot of change in that time.
Yeah, an awful lot of change. There's a high turnover of the shops around here. You know, with this economy, you know, people aren't affording the rents around here, which are quite high, and the landlords are quite demanding. Luckily, we've sort of kept our head above water and we're still around, you know, to enjoy it.
That was Peter Kiriakou and Charlotte Murray. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to Chris Oswald, Sean Williams and Peter Kiriakou. Charlotte, Stephen and I will be back next week. And until then, you can check out all of the details from this week's interviews online at n10show.com. And if you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can post on the website or you can follow us on Twitter at MuzzleHM. Till next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.